times for a change. See, the luck I've had could make a good man turn bad. So for once in my life, let me get what I need. Lord knows it would be the first time. Lord knows it would be the first time. So please, please, please let me get what I want. Lord knows it would be the first time.
That's me. Still is. Not giving the present, waiting for the present. But I've got a great gift to share with you this morning. It comes from God's Word. It comes from the book of Matthew, where we read these words. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. But Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she had gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. I've waited for all of Advent, because I knew there was going to be a gift, and it says, for you, but it's for us. And I've wondered what this could be, and it's the best gift you're going to get this Christmas. And it's something we want to share with you. It's a gift for you. And we want to give you part of that gift. See, the gift for you is the story of Christmas. It's the story of how Jesus came to die for our sins. In fact, the Bible says that he came to save us, from our sin. And you don't save someone that needs a little bit of help. You only save people that need a whole lot of help. You think of somebody that's lost at sea. They need to be saved. You think of a child caught in a banister. They need to be saved. Think of a family caught in poverty. They need to be saved. You think of a refugee who needs to be saved. And yet, the Bible says that Jesus came to save us from our sin. In other words, to need to be saved means you were totally helpless. You were unable to do something on your own. And so the story of Christmas is Jesus entering into the world to do that very thing. And the person entering to the world would need to be able to save you. And Jesus is and would. He couldn't wait to give the greatest gift of all. He couldn't wait to bring his son into the world to let you know that there's room. There's room for you in the family of God. To let you know that he loves you and that you're important to him. But have you ever wondered why the fuss? Why the fuss of a child born 2,000 years ago to a teenage girl out in the Middle East who was poor in society's mind of little significance? Why the fuss of this little child? You know, if you really want to understand Christmas, you need to go back 2,700 years. You need to go back to a time in history where the kingdom was divided. Ahaz was king of Judah. Rezin was the king of Syria. Pekah was king of Israel. And Reza and Pekah thought it was time that they got rid of Jerusalem. Time that they took action against the nation of Judah. It's when that very word is going on that the prophet Isaiah gives these words. Therefore the Lord will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call his name Emmanuel. God with us and God for us. But remember that tension of why Jesus would come into the world? It's to save us from our sin. Already at the beginning of time, you picture it for a moment. It was good and it was perfect. And God and Adam and Eve enjoyed a relationship that was good and intimate and wonderful together. But have you ever wondered why perfect wasn't good enough? And so they ate of a tree called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Because they wanted something better, and yet it caused their downfall, and they had to leave the garden. And yet already there, God set in motion these words. He said, I'm going to send one who is going to crush the head of the serpent. He will fight against the devil, and he will be victorious. All of that, in the 700 years after the sign, given to Ahaz, in the time of Ahaz, sorry. And we come to our passage. Now, Joseph, he may not be the swiftest guy, but he understands what's going on. The woman he's engaged to is about to have a child, and it's not his. His heart must have been broken. He doesn't want to get even with Mary. He doesn't want to treat her as society would say. So it says that he was going to divorce her quietly so that she wouldn't face the full wrath of what they would say was an act of adultery. But then the angel comes on the scene and it says, the child that Mary is to have is from the Holy Spirit. And that's where I think you need to pause in the Christmas story. We like to come so quickly to the baby in the manger, but the child is of the Holy Spirit. I mean, Joseph and Mary, they knew where babies came from, but this was from God. That meant that the child, born in human flesh, was still equally divine. And yet to explain that is hard, isn't it? That's what we call the mystery of God. And yet, he comes in human flesh and he dwells with us and for us as God and as man. And so you're caught with that profound mystery of the story of Christmas. And yet, doesn't it speak to what the prophet had already said? All this took place to fulfill what the Lord said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. 2,000 years ago, in a place called Bethlehem, we hear the story of God entering into our story. It was a time that was dark, a time that was hard. Remember, Reza and Pekah were trying to come in and take down the nation of Judah. Times were tough, times were hard, and they were given this message of hope, this message of victory, this message of salvation. And yet it echoes the words that Carmen read earlier, isn't it? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God in the beginning. God with us and God for us. That's good news, isn't it? Of great joy. That Jesus came into the world to fight the battle for you, for me. Jesus came to defeat Satan's power in our lives. And Jesus stands for you and with you. And it says, here is my grace. Come, be welcomed into the family of God. Jesus comes into the world to give you and I great and exceeding joy. You see, this child born 2,000 years ago enters into this story of our lives and offers exceeding joy. Maybe this morning, God wants us to invite Jesus into our lives and to embrace the fact that he came for you. Maybe he's inviting you this morning to say, you know what? Now's the time. Now's the time to come and worship. To come, let us adore him. Maybe this morning, Jesus is entering into your story saying, you know what? I know you don't have all the answers, but you don't need to have all the answers. To believe the words that he came for you. I can't help but think this morning of those words, for God so loved the world that he sent not only his son, but he sent his one and only son for you and for me. Christmas is that tension in our lives, isn't it? So we want to worship, but sometimes we can't. And it's in that tension that he says to you this morning, I'm there for you and I'm there with you. I love what Matt Lowly writes. This is what he wrote about God being with us. It means that Jesus is God. As he swims in Mary's amniotic fluid, wiggles in the manger straw, feeds the hungry and heals the sick, Jesus is God with us as he takes the bread in his hands and says, this is my body given for you. Jesus is God as he hangs on the cross, gasping for breath and shouting, my God, why have you forsaken me? He descends into our messy world, standing in solidarity with human sufferers, plunging even deeper into our pain and our abandonment. God with us and God for us. It was interesting to read the story this week that happened a number of years ago where Bono had just finished a tour and he went to a Christmas Eve service and he became overwhelmed that he recorded these words. The idea that God, if there is a force of love and logic in the universe that would seek to explain itself is amazing enough. That it will explain itself by becoming a child born in poverty and straw, a child, I just think, wow, just the poetry. I saw the genius of picking a particular point in time and deciding to turn on this. Love needs to find a form. Intimacy needs to be whispered. Love has to become an action or something concrete. It would have to happen. There must be an incarnation. Love must be made in the flesh. And that's the story of Christmas. God coming in human form, where love is made complete. Why celebrate Christmas? Because Jesus came into the world for you and for me. Jesus came into the world to welcome us into his family. The story of Christmas is the story of God's purpose for our lives, of how he invites us to be a light in the world as he is the light of the world. Jesus comes into the world to give us abundant life, to tell us the good news, to welcome us home. The gift that Jesus couldn't wait, or God couldn't wait to give, became real in the person of Jesus. This Christmas, won't you invite him in and receive his grace? And to hear, maybe for the very first time, that he came for you. Not only to die for your sin, but to give you abundant life. You see, that is the story of Christmas. The story of Easter and Good Friday is the Christmas message. Welcome to our world, Lord Jesus. Let's pray together. God, we thank you for the story of Christmas. Lord, we thank you the story of Christmas, Lord, isn't wrapped up in a pretty bow, but it's wrapped up in tension. Tension between Herod trying to come after you, to shepherds worshiping, to the angels proclaiming your arrival, to a world oblivious to what is going on. And yet you came. And Lord, you came with a purpose and you fulfilled that purpose. And Lord, we thank you for the result of you coming into the world. And this morning, in the tension of our lives, Lord, may there be exceeding joy and peace this Christmas season because of who you are, because of what you are and what you have done in our lives. And may there be room in the busyness of all the festivities of our Christmas season for you. And that, Lord, your story would day by day, moment by moment, transform our story. And that we would hear that your grace is sufficient. That we don't have to have it all together. You just simply say, come on home, and we'll work it out. Thank you for that, oh God. And thank you that we can be free because of what you have done. In your name we pray. Amen.